to Louisiana now, where the state's health department is reporting the highest single-day surge of confirmed coronavirus cases so far. More than 9,100 people are infected. At least 300 people have died, more than 100 of them in New Orleans. The city's hospitals are warning they may run out of beds and ventilators in the next few days. Dr. Jennifer Evegno is director of the New Orleans Health Department. Welcome, Dr. Evegno.
Thank you for having me, Lisa.
Yesterday's spike reflects the fact that results are coming in from a backlog of tests, some of which were more than a week old. Why is there such a delay in getting the results of the tests, and how's that affecting your work?
Well, that's a good question, Lisa. Our state lab was the first to start testing, obviously, and as of now, the bulk of the tests being run in Louisiana and New Orleans, like most places around the country, are from commercial labs. And we were the first federal pilot drive-through testing site selected, and the test from that program is being run through commercial labs as well. You know, we're processing thousands and thousands of tests a day, but unfortunately, the commercial labs have really not been able to keep up with their promised turnaround time of anywhere between 3 and 5 days.
What is their turnaround time instead?
It really depends. In recent days, they've gotten somewhat better, but we still have tests that are outstanding from 12 to 14 days. That's something that is incredibly frustrating to us. We've got citizens calling us anxiously awaiting their test results, and we don't have them to give them. We've really put the pressure on the commercial labs to ramp up the information that they're giving to us. But from a health department side, from a city side, from a modeling side, it really makes predicting and planning very challenging.
So the governor says the New Orleans area is set to run out of hospital beds and ventilators this weekend. This sounds like a terrifying scenario. How do you expect to be able to get, and do you expect to be able to get more ventilators?
Well, we've been putting in requests for weeks now to the federal government. Our governor stated, I think it was a couple of days ago, he had put in a request for close to 13,000 ventilators and gotten 192. Now, I believe that another 150 were shipped yesterday, and they're being deployed to the regions of most need. But we continue to ask for ventilators from the stockpile, manufacturers, everywhere that we can in order to be able to meet the needs of our hospitals.
We know that people with pre-existing conditions are more vulnerable to COVID-19. Your department has reported 40% of all people who have died in New Orleans from the disease had diabetes, 25% were obese, 21% had cardiac problems. Are you delivering a message to other states that might have populations with similar pre-existing conditions?
Absolutely. Our messaging has been very clear. If you have a chronic medical condition, we need you to stay home. We need you to protect yourself because the consequences for you becoming ill are generally far more severe than a young, healthy person. And I just want to say to other areas, don't be afraid to test. You can't fight what you can't see. And so we hope that by getting a hold of this early as we have, we can really fight it as best as we can.
Of course, the tests only work when you get the results in time.
Absolutely.
Dr. Jennifer Evegno is director of New Orleans Health Department. Thank you so much for speaking with us. Good luck.
Thank you, Lisa.